Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Your host for the next 30 minutes is University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown. Today, Ron interviews one of the top-ranked quarterbacks in college football, David Johnson of Tulsa.
My biggest thing is just letting him, the Lord, be a part of every part of my life and not trying to resist him in certain areas and thinking that it's all about me.
Ron also visits with former Baylor Bears head football coach Grant Taff.
Giving guys the opportunity to grow spiritually. And as they grow, they seek their own faith, and Christ can fill the void in every life.
In addition, we'll take a look at one of the newest ministries at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA Hockey. It's time to get today's program underway. Here's Ron Brown.
We have a great guest today. He's the starting quarterback for Tulsa, the Hurricanes, the Golden Hurricanes down there in Oklahoma, having a great season. And David, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, Tulsa has gone through ups and downs over the last number of years, but what a surge you've taken off with that football team. A lot of great things are happening. How do you take all that in as the starting quarterback with Tulsa?
You know, just try and stay humble and, you know, understand that it comes through great preparation and great work on and off the field to be able to accomplish things like that. And we know that as a team, we had to come together, and we had a retreat in 2-a-days that we all went out into the middle of nowhere, basically. And we had a pastor of a local church that's our team chaplain and their staff out there with us. And, you know, we were able to get focused, I guess, on the Lord. And, you know, that's kind of the center of our team and the center of our focus is letting Christ be glorified in how we play and in how we live our lives, not only on the field but off the field. And I think that's really obviously helped us on the field as well. So,
you know, David, I recently looked through some comments that you made with an interview, and it sounded like it was an interview that was not necessarily Christian-oriented. And I appreciated your non-negotiable stance. In fact, one of the questions to you was, what is your ritual before games? And your answer was, when I enter the locker room, I read my Bible for 20 minutes, then listen to some Christian music on my iPod, which calms me before going into battle. And I hope that's an accurate quote. But to get the gist of it, is that something that you do on a regular basis?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll do that in my quiet time, too. But my biggest thing is just letting him, the Lord, be a part of every part of my life and not trying to resist him in certain areas and thinking that it's all about me. And I think for me, my biggest downfall was doing that through football. And, you know, for me to understand and get my mind right is understanding where my strength and where my power and where all that comes from. That comes from the Lord. And, you know, just letting him be a part of that experience, obviously. And he's the one who's blessed me with the opportunity. So, you know, at the same point, I just want to be able to worship him and let him be glorified in that.
We're talking to David Johnson, the outstanding quarterback for the University of Tulsa. David, as I think about that comment, I think about the compromise of the Word of God that we have, particularly in America today, even among the body of Christ. I mean, most of us have become biblically illiterate. I say that as a whole. I'm not saying everybody's that way, but I'm saying as a whole, we as Christians don't know the Word of God as well. And to go with that, I would say at the average secular university, non-Christian university necessarily, land-grant institutions, we're told today in generic form that we are to compartmentalize our faith and we don't bring the Word of God to the table. And I want to know what you say about that. I want to know what God tells you, because I see you doing something different.
Basically, you know, he's blessed me with a platform to be able to share my faith through football. And you know, I feel like that through that, you know, obviously he needs to be honored and glorified. And it's a way to bring the Word and bring Christ and let others see Christ through that platform. And, you know, yeah, there's people that are going to be trying to stop you or hold you back, but, I mean, that's the same way that was happening back in biblical times with Paul and other disciples that were taking the Word around the world. And, you know, I feel like that's the same sort of struggle that we go with today. And I guess my encouragement to everybody else who's going through similar situations through athletics is, you know, just stay strong and understand the prize that we're looking towards and just, you know, keep your eye fixed on that. And, you know, yeah, you may go through some struggles, you may go through some trials, but at the same point, you know, it's all for a King who came and died for us on a cross. And, you know, obviously we deserve death, and he brought life to us, and the only thing that we can do is just honor and glorify him in all that we do. So
Hmm. David, when did Jesus become a reality in your life, when you first can remember?
It would be my sophomore year in college, actually. I didn't grow up in the church at all. I mean, I went a little bit when I was younger, and then we just kind of, when I started getting into athletics, we just, as a family, just didn't stop going to church. And I mean, I guess he never really was real until I got to college. My girlfriend was a Christian at the time. She invited me to go to church, and, you know, it just seemed like everything that the pastor was saying was just speaking right to me and speaking about my downfalls, my pitfalls, and, you know, my need for a Savior. And I ended up committing my life to Christ in August of 2005. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of did it in a selfish way, kind of did it because I think other people expected me to do it. And I think I kind of did it for all the wrong reasons. And then I kind of lived that way for about a year and a half. And then actually this last two-a-days, when I was talking about that team retreat that we had, God just broke me down and just made me feel so small, so insignificant, and pointed out so many things to me. And just, I mean, I just felt like I truly knew him after that day. And, you know, ever since then, through this football season, I mean, I just try and let him be glorified, and just, I truly have that true intimate relationship with him now. And it's not about me. It's not about my selfish nature. It's not about my confidence, my pride, my anything. It's about him and letting him be glorified.
That's great, man. That's an awesome testimony, David. And how do you get fed now? I mean, are you involved in ministries like with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? You have church time. What do you do to be fed? I know you spend time in the Word of God, but fellow believers, maybe more mature believers who've been in the faith a while, minister to you, fellow teammates. How do you do that?
I am affiliated with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes on campus, and we got a pretty solid group that we have here that meets every Tuesday night. And in 2006, over the summer, I was a youth ministry intern at a local church, and I really got to enjoy it there. And that's basically my church home now. That's where me and my girlfriend go, and we serve a lot there, and have done a lot of ministry opportunities through that, and just other opportunities to be able to share my faith through FCA, to speak to younger people, and just to have people on our team, even our coaches, that know the Word of God really well and are able to talk to them about things and come in and just sit down for 30 minutes and kind of have that encouragement time and time to just to be open and honest about things.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'll tell you what, David, I thank you for sharing and revealing how Jesus Christ is the mover of your life. And praise God for your boldness, and ask him to continue to move your heart into great and mighty deeds for him.
Well, thank you for having me on the show and the opportunity.
All right. Well, that's David Johnson, outstanding quarterback with the University of Tulsa, and a great example of what it is to live it out for Christ. Christmas is almost here. And, you know, as I thought about Christmas, I thought, man, how many things get in the way of my focus being on Jesus Christ during Christmas? It's easy to fall into idolatry during Christmas time when there's so many other things that want to take the place of Jesus. As I read through Exodus 20, I remember reading more about idolatry and the sin of that than any other sin in the Ten Commandments. So God has a major league focus on keeping our focus on him. The big picture and the main point is Jesus for the season of Christmas. Keep it right here on Sharing the Victory, because coming up next, we're crashing the boards with one of the newest ministries of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's FCA Hockey. Next.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. Did you know there are creative ways to support FCA? We'd love to show you. To receive a menu of tax-wise, biblical options regarding Christian gift planning, go to fcagiftplan.org. That's fcagiftplan.org, or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031.
I hope you're having a great day. Hi, Ron Brown hanging out with you. It's FCA Across America. And we're so thankful that God continues to open new doors of ministry for FCA. One of the newest ministries is FCA Hockey. And here to tell us more is Sharing the Victory's Bill Bumpus.
Rick Randazzo played Division I hockey and coached for 8 years at the Naval Academy. Randazzo senses God's call on his life to head up the FCA hockey ministry.
I was involved with FCA when I was at West Point. It's been a ministry my wife and I have supported for many years. we felt comfortable hearing that from the Lord, confirming that through a lot of prayer and scripture and through friends.
Rick Randazzo says his vision for FCA hockey begins with impacting college hockey programs for Christ.
We would like to focus around the college programs throughout the United States, not only the Division I and III NCAA, but there's over 350 different club teams at the college level. So reaching out to those coaches and players is going to be one of the key priorities that we're going to try to hit.
College hockey is a demanding sport with a very long season. Randazzo says it's difficult for players to attend a Bible study or other event on campus, so
one of the things we're going to try to do is bring that event to them. So when I was at West Point, we started a hockey huddle, and it's still going on today with the lacrosse team. I think it's a joint hockey-lacrosse huddle. It's just them. It's either in the rink or at a specific location where the hockey and lacrosse guys can get together, and it's sponsored by an FCA member or a volunteer tied to FCA.
He says FCA hockey is also conducting camps and clinics to reach middle school and high school players, and they're working to reach out to adult hockey groups.
So across the country and Canada, we've had a group reach out to us from Canada that has basically said, we want FCA to help us start small groups and grow and help us with resources so that we can reach these teams out there.
One of the key prayer requests in building a successful ministry revolves around coaches.
Just prayer that we have receiving coaches that are open to having us come in and work with them and as well as their teams.
Randazzo says they're also looking for volunteers.
People who have, one, a love for Christ, and then, two, people that have a love for hockey that aren't involved or who would like to get involved in FCA and come alongside of us to build this vision out.
For more information about Rick Randazzo and FCA hockey, go to fcahockey.org. That's fcahockey.org. For Sharing the Victory, I'm Bill Bumpus.
Thanks, Bill. You know what? Hockey is a great sport, but I don't even know that I can relate very well because I have to admit, I can't even skate. But there's some of you out there that can handle yourself in the skating world very well, and you love to swing that stick, and you love to score goals and everything else, and hockey is your passion. For me, it's football. For others, it's politics or business or teaching. But just keep making Jesus the center of it all. Coming up next, the former head football coach with the Baylor Bears, now the president of the American Football Coaches Association, Grant Taff, a lover of FCA, and we love him too. That's next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes impacts millions of young people. Listen to what Megan wrote.
This past week at FCA Leadership Camp, I've seen the glory of God displayed in so many ways. I have felt challenged and encouraged to return to my school with a renewed passion to see my peers come to know Christ.
Would you like to make an investment in the kingdom of God? Contact FCA toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031 or go to fca.org. Welcome back to Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
It's a thrill to have on Grant Taff. It's a name that I know doesn't need a whole lot of introduction regarding FCA circles or the world of college football, but you are the executive director for the American Football Coaches Association. You've had a huge influence on the national scan of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you, Ron. I'm so excited.
Well, Coach, we know you as a great administrator, particularly in recent years, but it wasn't that long ago that you were the great head coach for the Baylor Bears, Baylor University. Coach, you've had a great deal of influence, not only in the big world of college football and even the entire team, let's say, of the Baylor University football team, but individuals. You know, Mike Singletary has shared how much of an influence you were in his life. And, of course, we know Mike Singletary is a Hall of Fame linebacker, outstanding coach now in the National Football League, but a great spokesman for the Lord Jesus Christ as well. But even for people like myself, Coach, who did not play for you, but I was coming up through the coaching ranks while you were coaching at Baylor, And you just had a lot of influence on my life as well. You know, I interviewed at Baylor, did not get the job, but you never gave up on me. You recommended me to the University of Nebraska. You took a special interest in me. You wrote me notes. You called me and inspired me as a young coach. And I think that is so important, that mentor-mentee relationship in Christ in the world of sports. It's something that you've been intentional about.
Yeah, I've been very intentional about it and still am. You know, Ron, I'm at the age where I probably should be out fishing and playing golf, but every day I'm involved with the American Football Coaches Association as executive director, and we have now over 11,000 members, and my passion is for our coaches to have the opportunity to learn the X's and O's, which is very, very important, but far and above that, is to, number one, realize that no matter where they're coaching, on whatever level, they are role models, and how they conduct themselves, what they teach, what they say, how they speak, has a profound effect on the young people, whether it's from high school through the pro ranks. So, as you know, from having attended our conventions, we place a great deal of emphasis on the importance of character and character issues. And, of course, we are unashamed and always have been the fact that FCA is a very important part of our convention. We have a huge breakfast mm-hmm. there, and it's been immensely successful. And I couldn't even count the coaches that I know, Ron, that came to Christ through mm-hmm. FCA at the AFCA convention. One of our mutual friends actually did that, and you know him well, and that's Dal Shealy,
right.
who later became the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, mm-hmm. came to Christ at a breakfast for coaches.
Mm. Well, you know, Coach Taft, in light of that, I wanted to say thank you for using your leadership in a pivotal realm in bringing Christ to the table, because it really does hang and fall on the leadership. If the leadership decides, you know what, we don't want to do this FCA thing.
Yep.
If a coach decides, you know, I don't know if I want to have chapel services or worship opportunities for my players, that can squelch it. And God places us in certain positions sovereignly so that we allow His glory to shine. If you could just give us just a piece of advice for that coach out there who may be a Christian, may be involved in FCA, or that administrator, that athletic administrator who's saying, you know, I don't know if I want to rub shoulders with the powers to be when it comes to religious or Christian-type things. I think maybe I should get out of that ballgame and just stick to the sports end of it. What would you say to that coach or administrator right now, Coach?
Well, Ron, that's a very important part of the personal development of anyone that's going to be working with young people, whether it's a coach or a teacher or a leader of youth in some way. We have to individually come to grips with how we want to present that which we're presenting. In the case you and I are talking about now, it's presenting the game of football, the physical, mental toughness to play the game and to be successful, but yet to represent Jesus Christ in the way we do things, in the way we do business. I think it has to be intentional. I don't think that it can just happen, particularly if the head coach is not intentional about it. Mm-hmm. You do not have to, Ron, as a coach, be overbearing and try to shove something down somebody's throat. But what I always believed in is giving guys the opportunity to grow spiritually. And as they grow, they seek their own faith, and Christ can fill the void in every life. My mm-hmm. dear friend and fellow worker in the fields of FCA for over 40 years, Tom Landry, used to say it in the simplest way, and he would say that a person without Christ is not a complete person.
Mm. Well, that's a great way to close our interview, Coach Taft, because without a doubt, you have been a man who has allowed Jesus Christ to complete you. And God bless you, and thanks for being on our show today.
Ron, you're very kind, and it's a real honor to be on the show.
That's Grant Taft, the executive director for the American Football Coaches Association, a longtime member and influential board member with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, former head football coach at Baylor University. It's been a blessing to have Coach Taft on with us today. Next up, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Plus, FCA President Les Steckel will be here with Coach's Corner. He's going to be talking about discipline. Keep it right here on Sharing the Victory, FCA's national radio program.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. If you're 70 or older or know someone who is, Congress has just reopened a window of opportunity to make year-end charitable gifts from IRAs. To receive current information about this tax-wise option, go to fcagiftplan.org or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031.
Hi, I'm Madeline Manning Min, four-time Olympian gold and silver medalist in track, and I'm here to share the victory with Ron Brown. We'll be sprinting down the track to the glory of God together.
It will be a special program honoring Madeline Manning Mims and four other individuals who have demonstrated a consistent commitment to Christ through the ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You'll want to make plans to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Sharing the Victory rolls on. Hi, I'm your host, Ron Brown. Hey, we got an incredible offer for you. We want to give you a free 3-month trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. And all you got to do is go to this website, stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. Just fill out the form. It's that easy. Just go to stvfree.com and sign up for the free 3-month trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. It's now time to check in with FCA President Les Steckel.
Last week, we began looking at some great biblical principles about living a victorious life as presented by Ohio State's Jim Tressel in his new book, The Winner's Manual. Coach Tressel has won 5 national football championships, first with Youngstown State and more recently with the Buckeyes at Ohio State. As a man who's unashamed to profess his faith in Jesus Christ and with that kind of football success, Jim Tressel is truly one coach we should all listen to. Anyone with even the slightest interest in football recognizes that it's a game of intensity and discipline, and Coach Tressel devotes an entire chapter in The Winner's Manual to discipline. But he's not talking about the angry, screaming coach we sometimes see on the sidelines. To Coach Tressel, and I'm in agreement with him, discipline is really a positive thing. It's not a term that we should equate with something that means no fun or no freedom. Tressel points out that discipline actually comes from the Latin word that means instruction or learning. That's what discipline does. It drives you to learn a pattern of behavior that's both appropriate and consistent. And the lessons you learn in discipline on the football field can be applied to every area of life and any career field. In football, discipline often comes through doing a certain drill or play over and over and over until it's consistently done with excellence. And in football, individual discipline, if universally accepted, will bring success for the entire team. Yes, error-free, penalty-free football teams always win. The writer of Hebrews puts this concept best in chapter 12, verse 11. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the fruit of peace and righteousness to those who have been trained by it. You can be disciplined in how you approach your game or your job. You can be disciplined in your diet and exercise program. You can be disciplined in how you spend your free time. And you can and should be disciplined in your regular habit of daily devotions with the Lord. Billy Graham once was quoted about the importance of disciplined prayer and devotional time. He said, "Those who get up and spend time in the Word to begin the day are not devoid of problems. They're not devoid of discouragement. They just get over it quicker." What great wisdom from a man who just turned 90 last month. So you see, discipline really is a positive thing. Don't fear it. Discover for yourself where you might truly benefit from more discipline in a certain area of your life. And embrace the practice of discipline. You and those around you will soon see the rewards of your new efforts. God bless you.
Thanks, Les. You know, Steck is amazing. He spends an incredible amount of time on the road. We got to remember to keep him in our prayers as he ministers for the Lord across the nation. We have a very special program coming up next week. You'll hear from the class of 2008. This year's inductees to the FCA Hall of Champions, including track and field legend Madeline Manning Mims. You don't want to miss it. And remember something else you don't want to miss, that there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? Don't miss God's way. It's the only way. Have a great week from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
Thanks for listening today, and don't forget to go to stvfree.com to sign up to receive a free 3-issue trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. That website again is stvfree.com. We hope you have a great week, and we look forward to being with you next time on Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.